We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Wow, what a day in sports yesterday was. Oh, man. Al.
Yes.
Bottom of top of the ninth. One run lead, bases loaded, 3-2 count.
Strike three.
I don't give it away. What are you giving it away
come
for?
Come on, Al.
The update's not till 6:20. We could have hedged that for a while.
Nobody really knew.
That was very, I gotta say, that was
dicey.
Exciting because we won, but brutal ninth inning. We'll talk about that in a little while because I'm gonna renew my efforts out to bring a closer to Philadelphia. So far, very unsuccessful.
Yeah.
And then we've got what's going on with the Sixers and that story, which went in a whole nother yesterday. No one was denying it, by the way.
Well, there was nothing to deny in it.
Well, the PR guy denied it.
Well, they said it was trash.
Steaming pile of trash.
Yeah, but you couldn't deny that.
No denials.
Yeah, they were fat.
And let me tell you something.
The things in the story happened.
Let me tell you something. Starting tonight.
Yeah.
The focal point of this team for the remainder of these playoffs at a crossroads, Ben Simmons.
Wow.
And you're going to hear why. The coach, he himself announced that he was part of the target of Brett Brown's insane, you know, pep talk.
Yeah,
the
good
rant, the tirade.
It had to happen.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something right now. That guy's either going to step up or he's going to step out. It's one or the
I'll
other.
I'll go with number
the
two.
The drama tonight in Brooklyn, amazing. But we're going to start with a story you almost never, ever see.
What is that?
In American sports. Al, last night at 8 o'clock, quite honestly, it had leaked out hours before. Right? It had leaked out. But the Eagles schedule was released. And there are a lot of people are saying, tough schedule, bad the way it broke. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the reasons why they're wrong. As I've just spent a lot more time analyzing
probably.
It. This is a great schedule for the Eagles. But when do you ever see one sport have a direct bearing in a city on a second sport?
Only if it's the NFL do you push another city, another sport in your city to the side.
Well, the other sport took precedence over the NFL.
It's remarkable.
Ladies and gentlemen, a major moment in the creation of the Eagles schedule was this.
We celebrate a franchise-altering signing for our city and our organization as we introduce Bryce Harper to the city of Philadelphia officially.
Bryce Harper signing. What was that, Al? March, right? I guess early March. It got the NFL to tear up its Eagles schedule and redo the whole thing. And there's a gentleman named Howard Katz who does the schedule for the NFL. And I was told this is not my first time. Al, last night, got tagged.
Yes.
Oh.
I got tagged by the great Peter King of ProFootballTalk.com,
NBC
formerly
Sports.
SI.
NBC, yeah.
And NBC Sports.
Wow.
He's involved in all that. Peter King wanted me personally to know because he knows the guy that does the schedule. And the guy that does the schedule told Peter that he changed the Eagles schedule to keep them out of Philadelphia in October because they're expecting the Phillies to be
playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
Jones, let me start with that because you're in another. That is amazing.
It never happens.
That is
never happens
even,
to the NFL.
Is it that terrible if the Eagles are playing in October on the same day that the Phillies would be?
Yeah.
Is that really terrible?
It's not good.
Time of day, I guess.
Time of day. You'd have to push your game to a night. Somebody would have to move a game.
Yes.
Do you understand the NFL has decided that the Phillies are a playoff team now that they have Harper?
Exactly.
Is that, when does that ever happen? Does that ever happen?
To the Phillies, no.
That's crazy.
The guy flat out said we usually ignore the Phillies.
Yeah. No, they did because they assumed they weren't there. But as a result of that, the Philadelphia Eagles are the only team in the National Football League that plays three consecutive road games.
In October, which is awful for season ticket holders.
And the timing of them, just so you know, it's at Minnesota, October 13th, 1 o'clock. At Dallas, Sunday night game, October 20th. At Buffalo, October 27th, 1 o'clock game. All right?
Wow.
So they are saying we don't want the Eagles in South Philadelphia when the Phillies are playing in the playoffs, so we're keeping them out whole time. No other team, 32 teams in the NFL, no other team has got three straight road games.
It's incredible.
And you know what I say to it? If you analyze it, no problem. Mm. In fact, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to put it right up top here. I went through the schedule five times.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to find losses. Now, there's one thing you need to know, and I know this sounds like a horrible hedge. If Wentz is not healthy, nothing I say about this morning applies.
It's a fact. Yeah, that's
because
a fact. That's not a hedge.
It's
a fact.
The back is still not 100%. But I'm going to assume that luck finally lines up with the kid and he has a full season. And he doesn't get any serious injuries, and he plays the way we know he can play. You can't find five losses in there. I defy you to find five losses. The worst record they can have, based on this schedule, 12 wins, 4 losses. That's the worst.
You're right.
I can't find any more.
Well,
that's all we got, Al.
Crazy. At the end, I put a couple in because I was embarrassed.
Well, you can always.
I can't come out and say 14-2.
You just sprinkled a couple losses in?
Well, they were kind of borderline games, and I went, I don't want to come across as an idiot.
You felt it needed some salt and pepper?
I mean, I don't come on here every day saying I want to sound like a moron or a homer.
Well, you should change your tack then.
You're doing well with it.
Well, I appreciate that. Good. Anyway, but the overall, so understand this. The Eagles' schedule this year was recreated in the aftermath of the signing of Bryce Harper. That is mind-boggling. All right? Now, let's get to the schedule itself. And now, I'm just going to... There's a person out there that we all love, NFL Network, who basically, in a nice little soundbite, put in all of her concerns about the Eagles' schedule. Her name is Colleen Wolf, NFL Network, after the schedule was announced last night. Here's what she said.
Kind of dig into the schedule a little bit and go through the teams that have the easiest schedules and maybe some of the most difficult. Let's start with the most difficult, though. In a shocking development, I was looking at the Eagles schedule, and you can call me a homer if you want, but this is pretty difficult here. Week 4 kicks off 4 of 5 on the road for them, and they're the only team in the NFL that play 3 straight road games.
That's hard.
Plus, they have a bye, and then after that, they got the Patriots and the Seahawks, and then they end the season with 4 straight division games, and they're the only team to do that as well.
All right, there's so much. Can I start at what she finished with? The Eagles end the season with 4 division games.
I love that.
I love it, too.
I do.
You know
love
why? Because the division stinks.
That's a big help.
The division stinks.
It's fun.
The last 4 games are the Giants here on Monday night. Please.
That's a gift.
Eli Manning, I think he'll be 40 by then. Yeah,
maybe
right?
He won't be there.
Right? He won't be there, right? Then the Redskins, would the Eagles open with the Redskins here? I mean, the Redskins, I almost said a bad word. They stink. Right now,
who's their quarterback?
Case Keenum out. They don't even have Alex Smith. They don't have anything.
No.
The cupboard is bare. Daniel Snyder's still the owner. Please. Then they got the Cowboys. Mm. That's a big game probably. But it's a 4:25 game here. They don't win those games here when we need to win those games.
No.
And by then, they'll probably be out of it anyway.
They will be.
And then the final game, which will probably be meaningless, the Eagles go up and play the Giants again. But they don't even have Odell Beckham anymore.
No.
What do they got?
No. You know what the problem is with those last 4 games?
Right.
Generally when Wentz isn't around.
In fact, that's why I wanted to get that thing out right away. That Wentz not being there changes everything. But I'm going to say he's there because at some point you got to get lucky, don't you? The kid's going to get hurt every freaking year.
I hope not.
All right, now if you want to go up a couple before that, here's why I love this schedule. Jonesy, how important is it going into the playoffs that you got momentum, that you're playing great.
It normally matters. In football, it certainly matters. All right. I'll go with that in football.
So here's what you got. Mm-hmm. You got those four games, which the Eagles will win all four of those games. Yes. There's no doubt in my mind, unless they don't have to win the last one, right?
Yeah.
Then they got, before that, they got Miami.
Beautiful.
Give me a break.
Yeah,
that's five
that's
in
a gift.
Row,
yep.
Right? And then the next one is here, Seattle.
Yeah.
Here, Seattle, Sunday night football. You're not losing that game.
No.
They're going to end the season. Al, if they need to, the Eagles will end the season on a six-game winning streak.
Six in a row, Al.
Think it through. That's not a negative. That's a positive play, those lousy division teams. The Eagles will go into the playoffs next season on a six-game winning streak. All right?
Sounds great.
Do you need more? All right, let me give you more. Now, they go over a month without ever getting in a plane.
Well, it's because they start on the...
No.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's
they nice. Don't. The fact of the matter is, because of this Bryce Harper situation, they only play three home games in the first eight, but then they play five home games out of the last eight. So it's all set up for them to be on a run going into the playoffs.
That's a good thing.
How good is that? All right? In addition to that, this to me is the most important thing of all. What do I look at first and foremost in a schedule? It's only one thing I care about.
What time?
Yeah.
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
They have a lot of them.
Nine.
I love that.
Last year, nine. 9 1 o'clock Sunday
Good.
Games.
Good.
That is the ultimate, and there's only one thing bigger than that, the first one. It's got a season, to me, as an Eagles fan, has to start on a Sunday at 1.
That's always
Otherwise,
nice,
it doesn't feel like the start of a season.
I agree with that.
Eagles started home with a sure victory against the hideous Washington Redskins.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
What, am I missing something here? This schedule's delightful. So I'm going to open it up to some callers. And I want to just, can anybody find more than four losses? These are my losses. And again, Al, I have no conviction on these losses. Yeah. All right? I think the Eagles win the first three and win the final six.
Perfect.
So they're already 9-0. Yes. Yeah. All right? I'm going to give them a loss at Lambeau Field Thursday night football. They only have 3 days after the Lions game. I'm going to give them a loss there. I'm going to give them a loss at Minnesota because
why?
I got to give them a loss somewhere. I'm even going to give them two losses in a row because I was looking for things to give losses to, and I had nothing.
It's hard to do.
So I'm going
to
go at Minnesota, at Dallas. They're going to lose back-to-back. That's when people will panic, but I'll calm them down.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're good at.
Because at that point, at Rhea, they'll only be 4-3. And then from that point to the end, they'll only lose one other game.
Where does the bye week fall this year?
The bye week falls perfectly. 9 games into the season.
Oh,
on
that's
week
great.
10,
that's great.
They get the break just past the midway point of the season.
And then a bunch
that
of home games.
That is ideally placed. So I, Al, love the schedule. You?
I like the schedule. I don't like the start. I mean, teams, that first game's iffy for no matter how good you are. First games
that
are.
It's not a. That's a good point.
I don't care if you just come off a Super Bowl. First games are.
Look at Financial Field.
Huh?
Case Keenum.
I don't care. It's game one.
They'll be favored by what, 7?
Al, there's almost no way Wentz will be hurt. It's the first game.
Let's get him through the preseason.
He's going to be healthy,
thing.
It's that game.
I don't know. I think it's a good schedule. They don't have. Yeah.
Third game is the Lions here.
Yeah.
Please.
Beautiful.
Do we even have to show up for that?
Nope.
I'm looking now, and I'm going to be honest, Atlanta's the Sunday night game, the second week in Atlanta. They got nothing.
Matty Ice.
No, I think the Eagles are 3-0 without any problems. Right there.
Yeah.
I don't see, Al, do you see more than four losses there?
5 tops. I worry about game one, but right. I don't think
but that. But you're like in the 12 area, right?
Yeah.
I'm in the 12 area. Jonesy?
Yeah, the same.
He's in the 12 area. Rhea?
10-12.
She's peeing on the parade. She just peed on a parade.
Okay, that's kind of gross.
She piddled on the parade right now.
I just, those three away games, you think it's no big deal.
Nope.
I think it's a huge deal.
Here's why it is.
And it's unfair to fans.
All right, now I did some research on this. I'm glad you brought it up. I didn't want to show all my cards early. Mm-hmm. The key to 3 in a row, it does happen occasionally.
Yeah.
The team that they face on the third week, that's when you usually lose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, the way it's stacked up, at Minnesota, tough game.
Mm-hmm.
At Dallas, tough game.
Yep.
At Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a gift.
Yeah, that's
a gimme.
Yeah, and the weather.
We still got that dummy that used to coach here coaching them, right?
But, I think
Sean
he is.
McDermott,
not a dummy.
Whatever his name was.
Not a dummy.
What time, what's that, October?
That's October
27th. So the snow hasn't arrived yet.
No.
So that's you don't even get weather factors. That's
good. Here's two reasons why that's really not fair to fans, that schedule. Number one, you're taking the best month out of the year for season ticket holders at the link. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the Eagles fans travel really well, right?
Okay. Yep.
Right?
Yeah, they
Eagles fans
great.
Also Phillies
there
fans.
There aren't great trips this year.
I mean, you know,
there's
so
no great trips. There's Philly, Miami.
If the Phillies are here, yep. you're traveling to go see the Eagles. It's just right. I don't like it at all.
All right. Well, anyway, Rhea's nervous. I'm not because I guess I spent a little more time looking at it. But anyway, the bottom line, one of the gifts we're giving away today in our contest is a pair of VIP tickets in the NovaCare Rehab Suite with the entire morning show.
That's right.
Phillies Brewers out. Brewers are a great team, too. Mm-hmm. May 16th. How much of a great day would that be to hang
game.
Out with us? I may be there for five, even six innings. All right? 1 o'clock, courtesy of the great people at NovaCare Rehab. If you're injured, you know who to go to. NovaCare.com, the power of physical therapy. Here's how you win it, and this is sad for me to have to admit it, but now, Jonesy, it's May. Jonesy is very involved with the hockey coverage on NBC. He will not be among us at that event.
He's going to be in Nashville?
It will be Joe Wechter, you, Rhea, me. Right? Mm-hmm. We will be there. Ava, I'm sure, will come as well.
Yes, Ava's going to be there.
There is wine there. Yeah, she'll be there. Anyway, here's but Jonesy isn't. So here... Let the record show obscene gesture, Ava Graham.
Yeah.
Keith Jones will not be there. So here's how you win one of the five prizes. That is the number one prize today. If you could spend a day with Jonesy, what would you do? A day with Jonesy.
You've done it before.
Just one thing. One main thing you want to do with Jonesy and your day with Keith. 888. Oh, you've done that, right?
Hold your breath.
A day with Keith Jones.
Well said.
I got Keith in Germantown on the line, and the rest of the lines are open. I need your thoughts on the schedule, your thoughts on the Sixers. Were you in the ballpark for the final pitch yesterday afternoon at Citizens Bank Park? Everything in play. What would you do if you could spend a day with hockey legend Keith Jones?
Don't give any more answers away.
888-729-9494. #9494. Your AT&T Verizon cell phone. WIP Sports Time 617.
My favorite restaurant in the city, of course, is Del Frisco's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.